Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Loud.
Would you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local!
Our band is actually from the surrounding media metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
Good God, what a day, dear rockaholics. Loud and Local supporters, 12th man. We're going to cover some of that. We got a lot of things to cover tonight for Loud and Local. I am your host. My name is Jolene. Shortly, I will be joined by the band that will be hanging with me all hour long. They're called Levels. I've played them a number of times. They're going to be making their first Loud and Local in-studio hang tonight. More from those guys coming up shortly. Tonight, I'm going to kick things off for Loud and Local with BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week on Friday. Zero Down. They were my special guests last Sunday night. They were in to promote their album release for their new one titled No Limit to the Evil. They had their CD release show last night at Slim's Last Chance in good old Georgetown. And so I'm going to kick things off tonight with Zero Down before the guys in Levels join me. And the song is the title track from the new album that is available now. If you're a fan of early Maiden, new wave of British heavy metal, you're gonna love these guys. The song is called No Limit to the Evil. No Limit to the Evil, to be clear. Loud and Local, it's the rock. Today's featured Latin local band of the week, Zero Down, title track from their new album titled No Limit to the Evil. You can find out more about those guys by going to the Latin local page at KISW.com. In fact, you can listen to last Sunday night's podcast to hear even more from their new album. My name is Jolene. And tonight, my special guest in studio for this very, very special Sunday, I'm joined by the gentleman from the band, Levels. Good evening, good evening, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Hello. Hi, hi.
Hello.
Let's go around the studio, have you introduce yourself and say what you do within the band.
I'm Aaron Crabtree, and I'm the bass player.
My name is Saba. I play the drums.
Jerry Van Gelder, vocals and guitar.
Russell Wilson, Keith Ricardo.
We could talk about some Russell Wilson, man. That guy.
Can we please?
We could totally talk. He is just all heart. When I was watching the game today, and he had tears. He had tears running down his face. I just yelled at the TV, "Your tears are gold. They're pure gold." That guy is all heart.
We all had some tears.
Yeah. Oh man. All right, guys. So the Hawks are going to the big game. Let's go ahead. We were talking about this earlier, but I want to know what you guys thought about the game and kind of what you were doing and what was, you know, if you were filled with stress and anxiety the same way.
It was like watching a movie, man. It was like, you know, games are long.
Yeah. Emotions, all the emotions were there.
A beginning, middle, end, climax.
Serious climax. Serious climax. It was like Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Like, I don't know if we're going to make it, coach. I don't know if this is going to happen. And then it happened.
All your favorite characters, like, were in it.
You know?
It was so good.
And then a bicycle made an appearance at the very end.
Right.
I thought that was so cool.
A hot air balloon.
Oh. I know.
Yeah, it was great. Go Hawks.
Right? Oh, so exciting. So exciting. Levels have been featured as BJ Shea's Loud and Local Band of the Week. They've been one of my favorites that I've really been into over the last handful of months. And you guys have a really bitchin' show that's going to be happening this coming Saturday night at Barboza on Capitol Hill. And it is Levels along with Tacos, Caligula, and Witch Ripper.
Awesome
this
band.
Saturday night
awesome
at band. At Barboza, and if you don't know where Barboza is essentially the basement area at Numos. Would that be the easiest way to describe it for
people?
Yeah,
the haunted basement at Numos.
Right?
And just so everyone knows, we have to haul our instruments all the way down those stairs. There's no elevator or anything, so.
You fired your roadie?
Yeah, that's a long story.
You want to use one of mine?
It's tough, man. It's tough. All right. A really, really cool bill, an eclectic bill. You can find out more on the show and get your tickets in advance by probably heading to your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/levelstheband. You can also hear more of the band's music by going to levelstheband.bandcamp.com. And I've been updated that Levels is indeed on Twitter, and the handle would be levelstheband. Guys, before we go any further, let's start out like this is the beginning of the behind the music. This is the beginning when you're young and hungry and before you become millionaires and waste it all on drugs and women. A little back history on the band. How did you guys come together? How was Levels born?
You know, Levels, I think, well, our Facebook page actually was created back in 2008 or 2009. But I think Levels the Sound probably started a number of years prior to that with just some riffs. You know, Aaron and I have been jamming for a number of years, but it wasn't until, you know, getting Saba and then ultimately Keith did we kind of finish out the whole sound. So, yeah, I mean, like, it was just a lot of riffs that we finally got around putting together. 2007, 2008 time frame.
Sounds about right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the way you and I met was wandering around the
Jambox.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jambox. Yeah.
The Streamline.
The moldiest, most disgusting.
So much character in that place, though.
Rooms, yeah.
We just have that one to add to the long list of great places that have just, well, been replaced by
Chop Suey's
high-end condos, I suppose.
Right.
Chop Suey's last show was tonight, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was Well, I think there's like still Friday? Something happening tomorrow night, or is it tonight? I thought it got extended by a couple of days, but we can clarify and find out. And yeah, I mean, a lot of us are hoping, fingers crossed, that there will still be life to Chop Suey after this. We can all hope, because we need these venues that mean something, that we've all, you know, spilt blood and beer and sweat in, you
right.
know?
Agreed.
So. Both ours and other people's.
Indeed. Right? No kidding, no kidding. We're going to talk more about the show. We're going to get to know the guys and Levels a little bit more. But before we go any further, let's play some of your music. People can hear the rest of this EP and probably purchase it as well by going to your Bandcamp page, correct?
That is correct.
And that is levelstheband.bandcamp.com. We're going to play the lead song from the EP, the one that I've probably played the most for Loud and Local, the one that I heard it and I was like, this is awesome! This will go in my car, you know? Like, nice. Next level right there. Just congratulate myself on liking things here. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. I'm joined by the band Levels. They'll be hanging out all hour long. And the song we're going to play for you right now is called Deep Freeze. It is Loud and Local.
Yeah.
Loud and Local continues with Jolene, 99.9 KISW. We'll be right back.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. That would be the brilliant band Witch Ripper with the song Space Debris. 99.9 KISW. Prior to that, the band who is hanging out with me all hour long tonight for Loud and Local, Levels, with their song Deep Freeze. Gentlemen, let's go around the studio, introduce yourself and what you do within the band one more time.
Keith, I play guitar.
Jerry Van Gelder, vocals and guitar.
Saba, I play drums.
Aaron Crabtree, bass.
Excellent. You can go to levelstheband.bandcamp.com to hear the music and to purchase the music. To purchase the music. Buy the music. It is the right thing to do. I tend to go off on one of these tangents at least once a show and kind of try and hammer that home to people. If you dig what you hear, you can see Levels along with Caligula and Witch Ripper and Tacos this coming Saturday night at Barboza. Tickets are available now. More hang time with the guys in Levels. We're also going to talk a little gear talk coming up next for Loud and Local. Hang out. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. If you would like to find out more on Loud and Local, like how to submit your band's material, to check out the playlist, link up with the bands, find out about upcoming shows, and listen to past podcasts, which, by all means, please share on Facebook and Twitter and all of those things, go to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. My special guest tonight for Loud and Local, the band Levels, I've got Keith and Aaron and Saba and Jerry. You can see Levels this coming Saturday night at Barboza on Capitol Hill, along with Tacos, Caligula, and Witch Ripper. Guys, I don't know squat about gear. I am friends of musicians. I appreciate all the music
neither
in the world.
Do we.
But I smart. But I know so many who do listen to Loud and Local are fellow musicians. So I thought I would go around the studio and ask you about your gear and what you play and what you prefer, if that makes sense. It seems like a decent question to me.
Keith, you want to start us off?
Sure. Like a lot of working bands, I just play what I got initially when I was young. And luckily it was
decent stuff.
Some decent stuff, yeah. It was a JCM 800, 2203, I think, model.
That's an amp.
I know.
That was your first amp?
It was my
wow.
Well, actually, I had a JCM 800 or JCM 900 first.
Okay.
And I listened to a lot of Fugazi, and, you know, Ian played a SG too, so.
Yeah.
You know, the combination of those two really worked out. So
you did it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Really cool.
Hell yeah.
Really cool setup. Yeah, this is Jerry. I play a 7-string ESP. I don't play it like a typical 7-string though. In my stack, I play a Varelin Laux head and a Varelin 412 cap.
And we should mention on the record that's like it's like all that 7-string. Right, mostly.
Right. Well, yeah, I think it all.
Which is really hard to match,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, Keith plays in standard for all the nerds out there.
Right. And trying to follow the riffs with the 6-string and not having that open open low B, it makes it pretty tricky. You're doing a great job, though. I mean, I swear, you grow an extra finger sometimes. I don't know
Ooh,
how you do it.
That would be a great rumor to get started, by the way.
He's got 6 fingers.
A hidden pinky somewhere.
3 legs.
I'm going to turn it over to Saba on that one.
All right, Saba.
I play the drums, so I just hit them hard. And, you know, they're regular. They're just drums. That's it. Just hit them really hard.
That's it.
Thomas, right?
Solid.
No, Yamahas.
Yamahas, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever, you know, it doesn't have to.
Right.
How about you, Aaron?
I managed to get into the depths of the 7-string guitar by using a Pog pedal to match up with Jerry. I play in standard tuning, electroharmonics Pog pedal. The amp I use is a 700RB Gallian Krueger. And I play out of a Fender Jazz Bass.
That's cool. That's what, look at me. I'm just like, wow.
It's cool.
For somebody who's around musicians as much as I am, I'm not knowledgeable about that, but I find it all fascinating because for a lot of people, and correct me if I'm wrong, the gear you go after is directly related to your influences, but who your influences are and what they play doesn't necessarily always match up with what your gear is. Kind of like what you were hitting on a little
absolutely.
Bit there. So that's pretty fascinating. The EP is available now. You can purchase it by going to levelstheband.bandcamp.com. You can see Levels along with Tacos and Witch Ripper and Caligula this coming Saturday night at Barboza. The next song we're going to play is a song called Ghoul. Can you tell me something I don't know about this song? That leaves it wide open right there, guys.
It was an interesting time when I recorded that song in the studio here at Red Room.
You did it at Red Room? Oh,
Chris Common
awesome.
Engineered, produced
yeah,
it.
Yeah, our and good friend.
Oh, here it is. Chris. I should read the back of your CD. Sorry.
No worries.
Chris Common played drums in These Arms Are Snakes, and he...
Right.
Recorded and engineered and produced and everything and hung out. Was just generally a badass dude to kick it with.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something you don't know about that song.
Awesome. I'll take it.
I don't know. Did you have something with it?
Nope. That's good.
We'll take it. I don't know. The song is called Ghoul. This is Levels, 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local.
Is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Into the fire, near into the
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. That would be Tacos with the song Struggler. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My special guest in studio tonight, all hour long. I'm joined by the guys in Levels, Keith, Jerry, Saba, and Aaron. You can see Levels along with Witch Ripper, Caligula, and Tacos this coming Saturday night at Barboza. Tickets are available now. You can find out more on Levels by going to Facebook.com/LevelsTheBand and levelstheband.bandcamp.com. Trying to promote you boys here. I'm trying to remember all the details here. All the details.
Thank you very much.
You guys are totally welcome. Totally welcome. What have been some of the more memorable shows and events for you guys as a band during 2014? Some of the highlights for Levels, since we're still relatively new in the new year.
There was one at the Sunset where we played with Mothership and Megafauna from Austin, I believe. Yeah. Where I just flew back from Iceland. So I literally stepped off the plane and went straight to the show.
What?
I know. To this day, I don't.
What? I don't even know who's talking right now. Who's talking? I need.
This is Jerry.
Oh, okay. All right. It's like NASA in here. I'm separated from the band.
Right.
Were you kicking it with Bjork?
No, I was not kicking it with Bjork. I wish.
So,
I was like, did she beat you up? Did she beat you up in the airport?
No, I mean, I shouldn't have done it this way, though. I mean, like, the smallest delay, you know, anything that would have held me up would have basically ruined the show. So that was a pretty memorable.
Wow.
Because I made it there on time. Well rested. We played a great show, packed house. It was cool.
Yeah.
That is impressive. I mean, that you've definitely had some serendipity working on your behalf, because it would have taken anything, and it's a little challenging when the lead singer can't be part of the show.
It's
tough enough when anybody can't be part of the show. But wow, that's really cool. Any other highlights for you guys for 2014?
We put up soundproofing panels in our space. That was just a nice day of bonding with the guys.
Yeah.
Keith's really good with, like, his hands and wood.
Ooh.
Like, he's
talk about that later.
Can we add that to the band bio? Keith, very good with his hands.
No, we were
telling you that extra pinky.
Right? I will add that to the playlist, by the way. Like, I will make sure anytime out I mention that extra pinky.
That sounded like innuendo, but it wasn't. Like, he's really good with that. Thank
you. That was a special moment. Aaron, do you have a...
Really enjoyed the Lo-Fi show and a couple at the Highline. We had a good run last year.
Yeah.
We had a good run in this town. It was fun.
If you're just tuning in, I'm joined by Levels tonight for Loud and Local. I've got Keith and Jerry and Saba and Aaron. If you dig what you hear tonight, as you should, you can see these guys this coming Saturday night at Barboza, which is, for those that don't know, in the basement of Numo's. And it's kind of a little creepy, as the way venues should be. It should be a little murky and a little, like, you know, there's something special about that goes into the Northwest sound for all of our different sounds, you know, whether it's metal or punk and or all the 50 gazillion genres in between, that those little things kind of play into it, as far as I'm concerned. More with the guys from Levels coming up next as Loud and Local continues. Please hang out. Please hang out.
Yeah.
I'll hit the button. Hey, please hang out. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. Look at you guys getting back in the nick of time. Jerry and I were just going to unveil all the secrets of the band while you guys were gone, but you made it back.
Yeah.
We're made it back timely.
Levels.
Timely.
All that Seahawks drinking.
And right. The guys are like, can we use the restroom? And I'm just thinking, like, don't be on girl time right now. Be on dude time. And you very much were so. My special guest tonight, all hour long, for Loud and Local, joined by the band Levels. You can find out more on the band by going to levelstheband.bandcamp.com. Also, their Facebook page, facebook.com/levelstheband. You can also follow them on Twitter. The handle is levelstheband. Where did the name Levels come from?
That is another great question. Without a super solid answer, I think it's just...
That's okay. You can also make something up on the spot, too.
Right.
I mean, just have... this is a great place to cultivate rumors. So, go ahead.
Yeah, you know...
Do you want me to tell them? I'm not going to.
Saba, why don't you take that one?
Well, I don't want to be the one.
Go ahead.
Come on, Saba. Somebody.
There are a lot of levels to it.
All right, I'll take it back. you know, I was just thinking of just a cool band name. You know, it's just one of those brainstorming.
And it wasn't taken second. Strangely.
Right.
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 Yeah.
It's like
that's
the
problem.
Like, you know? The Killers. I was like, how the hell was you? The Killers was not taken, and you guys are the Killers.
You guys are the Killers. You're gonna do the killing here.
What are you killing?
Your lead singer's last name is Flowers. Like, how does that work?
Yo, he killed the flowers by neglect. He's like, I didn't water these plants. I'm a killer.
That's great. You can see Levels along with Caligula, Tacos, and Witch Ripper this coming Saturday night in, at Barboza on Capitol Hill. Let's get to another song on the EP. And once again, if you dig what you hear, please go to levelstheband.bandcamp.com to get your paws on the music and support the cause, because that is what Loud and Local is all about. The next song we're going to call, it's called Doppelganger, and that's the song we're going to play, and I'm not going to ask you any questions about it. I'm just going to play your song. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. This is Levels.
KISW.
99.9 KISW, it is loud and local. That would be Caligula with the song Rusty Veins. Prior to that, the band that's been joining me all hour long tonight for Loud and Local, the band Levels with their song Doppelganger. Before we wrap up Loud and Local, let's go around the studio one final time. Introduce yourself and say what you do within the band.
I'm Aaron Crabtree, and I play the bass.
My name is Saba, and I play the drums.
Jerry Van Gelder, play guitar and sing vocals. I didn't think about that.
And I'm Keith. I play the other guitar.
Once again, you can see Levels along with Caligula, Tacos, and Witch Ripper this coming Saturday night, the 24th, at Barboza, which is in the basement of Numo's, for those that don't know. And welcome. Good evening. This is called Loud and Local. This is what we do on Sunday nights. Perchance you are up late partying because you don't have to go to work tomorrow, or maybe because you do have to go to work tomorrow. Regardless, thank you for joining us. All right, guys. One of you, because I can't see all of your smiling faces. Somebody brought up influences, and I always love asking this question, but I have kind of a spin on it. If you were to fill an MP3 player for the sake of conversation, an iPod or whatnot, with music to give to someone who is maybe a little isolated, from a small town, has not been exposed to great music, and music that changed you, you know, because we've all heard certain things that helped define us as, not only as people, but for you guys, as musicians, that became, you know, the fabric of who you are going to be. What would be some of the artists and or albums that you would throw on that iPod to give to some, I may be thinking about my nephew right now, somebody who grew up in the small town who's maybe a little isolated from
things.
That's
an excellent question.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. I know, and I don't even give you time to think about it.
Around?
I just, whoever wants to start, just go.
Ahead. Go ahead, Aaron.
Give me some old post-punk Refused.
Excellent.
I think you're going to hear some answers, and people are going to listen to the record, they'll see us live or something, and they'll be like, no, word? Like, really? Yeah. You did that stuff? But yeah, that stuff. The Refused.
Yeah, love them.
Or Refused, my bad.
Swedish band.
For me, it's The Roots and Deerhoof, probably. But there's so many, right? How big is this iPod?
Don't feel like you just have to give me one band, because I feel like the same way we all fell in love with certain bands back in the day. When you find out the bands that inspired the band that you fell in love with, that is when you really get to go down the rabbit hole, you know? And it used to be you would go through and you would read the liner notes and you would pay close attention to the band t-shirts and those little nuances to discover these bands. Now it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier, but, I mean, if there's more, by all means.
You said, small town. A lot of the bands that influenced me, they're played on this station, too. They're played on a lot of, popular rock stations. Like, Soundgarden was huge, huge for me. Matt Cameron is, one of my favorites. And Pearl Jam, too. I like
Queens,
them a lot.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they played, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the last band where I was singing along and getting sweaty to was a band called Hot Water Music.
All right.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, Gainesville, Florida. Yeah.
Pretty much any No Idea band I've listened to.
Let's go around and add to this. Let's talk about some more influences. I know I kind of hit on it right there, but as hey, that particular musician, I want to go after that. I want to chase that, and I want to do that, but I want to do it my own way. Who were some of those musicians for you guys?
Nine Inch Nails.
Fugazi, for sure.
It's a bunch of drummers for me, mostly.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Then let's make some drummer jokes.
Matt Cameron.
Who is the greatest dude, by the way? It has to be said. You know,
of all time?
He's just... I don't know about the greatest of all time. That's pretty tough.
You're saying Matt is one of the best dudes.
He's an amazing guy. Like, aside from his great drumming skills, he is a super rad guy. Bears repeating.
I used to work at a restaurant, and we had a rule that, if a celebrity comes in, it was a hard rule, don't talk to them. Don't be a weirdo. Just chill out. Chill the hell out.
They're nobody. Don't make eye contact. Right? Don't stare.
So he came in, and I was like, all right, dude.
That just went out the window.
Okay, 2 weeks notice. I got to say, hey. So I was like, dude, thanks for everything. Thanks for all your playing. Thanks for being so cool. You know, I totally gushed for a while, and he was like, cool, man. Yeah, no problem. Awesome. He was really nice. And then I turned to his wife and I was like, would you like another refill on your wine? And I had to like continue like, you know, attending to them. So it was a little awkward, but
that is,
he was really cool, yeah.
He really, really cool. And I get that. The first time I got to interview Matt, I was very excited and very nervous, and it was good, and he was super nice, and I was a dork, but we got around to taking a picture, and I look back and I still have the picture. Yeah. I was so nervous that I had like a beige shirt on. I sweat through my shirt, and so it's me like this, like, yeah, here's me and me, you know, and then there's just this gigantic sweat ring on either side of my armpits. Like, yeah. Well, you can tell I was a little nervous because I sweat through my shirt.
Oh, so. That's me right now.
How about the rest of you guys? Did everybody cover?
Aaron, I think you have one.
I like the bass player for this band called Metz.
Metz?
Yeah, they're on Sub Pop, the Canadian hardcore band. I like their whole band. They're awesome.
Yeah.
You should check them out.
What a good band.
I got to throw this one in here when we're talking about, you know, things that you hear and things that come to mind right off the bat. When I first heard you guys, I was like, for me, you guys really scratch a New Order itch. A New Order, but a Joy Division itch.
Definitely.
For me.
Just, yeah.
And the bass and the fuzziness and the sense of melody and the arrangement and stuff. I was just like, So
we all listen to a ton of music and we play this style, but you know, we all love so many different things, and I think it kind of bleeds through.
Yeah.
Well, yep. That's the way it should be. I mean, like the great musicians and the ones that we look up to can love everything from jazz to obscure noise rock to country to everything in between. And I think it just makes you a well-rounded music lover.
Agreed.
Boosh. All right. Boosh. I'm done. It went there. I'm joined by the guys in Levels. You can see them this coming Saturday night at Barboza, along with Witch Ripper, Caligula, and Tacos. I have to ask my fun question. Yes, we're going after midnight because I can. I'm drunk with power. We will go past midnight here. This is a fun question, and it's not just for you. It's also for me, because sometimes I end up finding out about rad movies this way. If you could take a level song and place it in any movie, what would that movie be? And the bonus level is, if you know the specific song, feel free to say that as well. And I gave you guys the better part of an hour. I didn't do this to zero down. I sprung it on them, and they I think they wanted to kill me, but they love me.
You know, for Deep Freeze, I sometimes envision, there was a scene in a movie called League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Sean Connery, was it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 10, 15 years
old
now.
Yeah, I think it was like late 90s maybe.
Yeah. There's a scene where there was like a ship, like a steampunk type ice frigate of some sort, where I kind of imagine Deep Freeze playing to a scene like that.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. All right, who's next?
The song you played last with Doppelganger.
Okay.
I kind of envision that as an epic gunfight anthem.
Ooh.
With muscle cars involved.
Ooh. And
things going off cliffs.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about maybe a little True Romance style Tarantino.
Say no more. Say no more. It's got the attitude to match the imagery there. Yep. I dig that. Very good one.
Well, I'm so new to the band, so that's kind of a tough question for me to answer. But the way that I judge if a band is good really is if I can skateboard to it. And yeah. I've been able to do it for Levels. So
are you going to place one of your songs in a skate video?
You know what?
Do it!
As long as I can skate hard and, you know, get myself back up after I fall listening to Levels, then I'm glad to be a part of it.
I do imagine it boarding as well. So, yeah, imagine listening to
Speaking of influences, man, some of my favorite bands ever I discovered through skate videos.
Absolutely, yeah. Same here.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
What is the, and I can't remember this guy's name, but he became popular, I don't know, like seven, eight years ago. Total long hair, and he dresses in just like awesome, ridiculous clothing, but he skates to like Pentagram and like
Jay
Blue
Thomas?
Cheer. No. Not Jay Thomas, but
David Gonzalez.
I don't know.
I'd have to look at skateboarders with long hair. There's only like
And very much kind of like like stood out because you didn't see a lot of this. And I can look it up and I'll get us back on I-5 on I-5 here. There's probably people listening right now that know exactly what I'm talking about, yeah. But out of left field. Once again, a big thank you to the guys in Levels for being my special guests tonight for Loud and Local. You can see them Saturday night along with Caligula and Witch Ripper and Tacos at Barboza. Levels the band.bandcamp.com, also on Facebook, facebook.com/levelsthe band. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime. I've had fun. I don't care if you haven't had fun.
Our pleasure.
Had a good time. Thanks to all the other bands too for kicking it with
Most certainly. Best of luck for the show Saturday night, and we're going to wrap things up tonight for Loud and Local with the song Diamond. Goodbye, everybody.
Let's roll.
Adios.
It's
Hawks.
Loud and Local.
Go Hawks. I'm thankful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.